Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 19th. The year is 2011. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We want to climb up out of the mind of the kingdom of Satan, the synagogue of Satan. We want to climb up out of the mind of the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the 1%, 2% wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. At the same time, we want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the freedom, justice, and equality, the mind of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. As we do so, we will find ourselves organizing for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, the kingdom of God in heaven in you, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My wonderful and beautiful sister, Venice, is the producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and the Mind of God program. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, we're going to happily give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. So, we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. A-L-L-A-H is the spelling. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, known to us as the natives of the Americas, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give thanks and praises unto the Most High Mother, our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother, Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokma. That is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case our Mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20. We learned that she, our beautiful and wonderful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother conceives, the feminine conceives. Holy Spirit must be feminine, must be our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ruach HaKadosh. In the African Hebrew language, the on your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, on your Hebrew side, Ruach is the word for spirit found under the number 7307. That word is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name, the name of Mother Holy Spirit, is Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illaha Il Allah. And you hear Illah and you hear Allah. This is mother and father. Traditionally, this is translated as there is no God but Allah. But we know that this scripture is saying there is none but mother, the Almighty Mother, and the Almighty Father, because mother and father have come together to give birth to the whole of creation. Sun, moon, star, universe, and human family. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, or the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus Christ are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me, we are the I and Haile I, Selassie I and I are the I and Haile I, Selassie I. The first I refers to the original self, the original created self created by the Most High. That original self united with the Most High Creator, Father, Creatress, Mother, united with creation, united with the human family. That is the first I. The second I in I and I refers to those outside of yourself, the human family, united with creation, united with Creator, Father, Creatress, Mother, united with universe, and all of us united as I and I. So when we say Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, we are the I in Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari. Why? Because all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, emanating from divine, living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine house that we call our physical bodies. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within all of our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in this time, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would return. I am here to say to us that as we see the people uprising all over the earth, that is the return of Christ in the people, because Christ means the Spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Jesus means deliverance, liberty, health, and wealth, all that has been stolen from the masses of the people, poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed, no matter color, ethnicity, race, or religion. Jesus also means avenge, because the Most High wants to take vengeance upon the synagogue of Satan, upon the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. And we understand these things and understand that the United States of North America Empire is that mystery Babylon. We will run to the Most High and run to ourselves and manifest Christ and break the power of this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system. We are yet in Revelation, but we're talking about Ezekiel for a little while. Heard a preacher preach on Ezekiel and Ezekiel chapter 28. And this has been preached by many preachers. And we have been talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, looking at current events and current affairs through the eyes of Christ, through the revelation of Jesus Christ, revelation, apocalyptos, apocalypse, revelation, meaning to remove the falsehood from the truth so that we may see the truth of this wicked, no good, rotten system, so that we may find ourselves uniting to break the power of the synagogue of Satan, break the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we are looking at Ezekiel chapter 28 for a little while. We're going to take our time with that scripture, but we're yet keeping revelation in our mind because we're focusing on the synagogue of Satan. Now, Ezekiel chapter 28, talking to the prince of Tyrus, and the king of Tyrus. And many preachers have preached that this is concerning Satan. But as we said last time, the preachers take Satan or Lucifer and disconnect Satan or the devil from the material reality. This scripture is giving us plain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about geopolitics, about kings and princes, about rulers, about visible rulers, and the hidden and unseen wicked demonic rulers of a wicked demonic system. Also giving us to understand who we are, that we are to work and break the power of this synagogue of Satan in this material world by the power of the hidden and unseen Father, Amen, hidden and unseen Mother, Amenet, Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh. And so the prince of Tyrus, the king of Tyrus, I was talking to my beautiful wife about this scripture and sharing with her my understanding of this king of Tyrus, that the scholars and preachers say that it is exclusively about Satan in Ezekiel 28. But understanding that the prophet Ezekiel is causing us to understand the hidden and unseen rulers through the understanding of the wickedness of this material physical king Tyrus, who has given himself over to Satan. And this king Tyrus, my wife was talking about how the Most High desires that people in power do good by the people, do righteously by the people. So there are some things written from the African Hebrew prophet Ezekiel concerning the king of Tyrus that the scholars say that this is about Lucifer. But we're going to prove that it is about that king. We're not going to disconnect Lucifer from the material reality. And we're going to talk about the prince of Tyrus and the purpose of the prince of Tyrus and how the prince of Tyrus seeks to deceive and how this prince of Tyrus is in reality symbolic of your visible rulers. But the king of Tyrus is symbolic of the invisible wicked rulers that give power to the visible wicked rulers. But all we see are the visible wicked rulers who are only the puppets and the spokespersons for the invisible wicked rulers. Now let's get into it. Ezekiel chapter 28. This prophet Ezekiel is talking to the prince of Tyrus and the king of Tyrus, because these two have brought forth a wicked system of colonialism, a wicked system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And we live under the same type of wicked, filthy, nasty, disgusting system, but this system is the worst that it has ever been. King of Tyrus and Prince of Tyrus never could have killed as many people as are being killed today by the wicked powers of this wicked system today, the synagogue of Satan, 1%, 2% ruling class and families of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel. So, verse 2, we're going to take our sweet time because we're yet in the book of Revelation, the mentality of Revelation. The whole Bible is a revelatory book giving us insight into the last days. So, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 2, Son of Man, this Son of Man, Ezekiel is playing the role of the Son of Man. The Son of Man is a servant of the Most High, a male or female like you and I, a son and daughter of a father and a mother like you and I. And so this title, Son of Man, refers to a servant of the Most High, and all of us should be endeavoring to be servants of the Most High. Say unto the Prince of Tyrus. Now I'm going to look up this prince again, found under the number 5057 in your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. Naged, a masculine noun, shows us these attributes are seen through the masculine. Some words are feminine, attributes seen through the feminine. But in this case, the word is a masculine noun. It means leader, ruler, captain, prince, an overseer, a ruler in other capacities, princely things. Now, what this is causing us to understand is that a prince is not a king. A prince does the bidding of the king, because later we're going to talk about the king of Tyrus. We're talking right now of the prince of Tyrus. But the prince of Tyrus is an overseer. You recall during the days of slavery, the slave master was the king of the plantation, and the overseer was commissioned by the slave master to oversee the inner workings of the plantation. And so that's what this prince is. Prince of Tyrus is an overseer, an administrator, one who administrates, one who sees that the wishes of the king are carried out among those that are in what is called the kingdom. And so this prince is not the ruler. This prince is the visible ruler, but ruling on behalf of the invisible king. This prince is symbolic of all of your presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens of this day. Heads of state, heads of governmental and financial and educational institutions, people like Visconti of Italy, Sarkozy of France, Cameron of Britain, Netanyahu of Israel, the king and queen of England, Barack Obama of the United States of North America. These are only your visible leaders. They don't run anything. The invisible leaders are the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked, hidden, and unseen 1%, 2% ruling class and families, those you don't see. But this Prince of Tyrus represents those that we do see, that are in the fore, that are the spokespersons, that are in reality the puppets for the wicked ones that we don't see. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 19th, 2011. So, we're talking about the Prince of Tyrus. Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Now this is so interesting. The one speaking is the Most High. Capital G or uppercase G-O-D is the Most High. That is Yahweh, the Most High Father, and the Most High Mother. Speaking to the Prince of Tyrus. Now, once again, this Prince of Tyrus represents all of your visible leaders that are not the real leaders, but represent the hidden and unseen wicked leaders. House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers are the hidden and unseen ones. We only see Barack Obama. We see Netanyahu. We see the king and queen of England. You see Queen Elizabeth. You see Cameron. You see Sarkozy. You see Bellacconi, I forget his name, of Italy. We see these heads of state, right? But they are the visible that represent that invisible wicked leaders, 1%, 2% ruling class and families, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So this first word, God, thus saith the Lord God, that is the Most High talking. Talking to the Prince of Tyrus that says, I am a God. That is not the Most High, that is El. This capital G or uppercase G, lowercase O-D is not Yahweh. This is El. Then it says, I sit in the seat of God. This is the Prince of Tyrus talking. Now this word God is found under the number 430. This is uppercase G, lowercase O-D. This is Elohim. Elohim. This is not Yahweh. This is Elohim. So this Prince of Tyrus is not saying, I am Yahweh. This Prince of Tyrus is saying, I am Elohim. See, we have to research the definitions of these words that we're looking at, whether it's Old Testament Hebrew or New Testament Greek, to get a proper understanding as to what is occurring. So this Prince of Tyrus is not saying, I am Yahweh. This Prince of Tyrus is saying, I am Elohim. Why? Because if you look at presidents and prime ministers, they go before the common people, sisters and brothers, and they say to the common people, I'm one of you. I'm a common person. I have your best interest at heart. You see, this scripture is causing us to understand politics and geopolitics and elections and whatnot. And so your visible leaders, heads of state, financial, governmental, educational institutions, your presidents and your prime ministers, they come before you and me and they say, I'm one of you. Well, we are Elohim. We are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High God and Goddess, Elyone. The word Elyone means the Most High in the African Hebrew language. That is Yahweh, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. So the Prince of Tyrus is not the king of Tyrus. The prince of Tyrus wants to cause us to think that he or she is one of us, that they have our best interest at heart. But we know that they are not ruling on our behalf. The heads of state, heads of governmental, financial, educational institutions, the presidents and prime ministers rule on behalf of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the hidden, wicked 1%, 2%, the synagogue of Satan that you don't see. See, they're lying. And so the Most High Yahweh is saying in verse 2, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. So this word man mean a human, found under the number 120 in your Hebrew, in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side. Says you're a man, you're not God. So God is trying to, the Most High, Yahweh, is trying to get us to understand that our prime ministers and whatnot, presidents, are not common people. Do not have our interest at heart. They're just a man, meaning they are disconnected from the divine power. You and I, who are striving to stand up for revolution and stand up for the people, we are Elohim. We are gods and goddesses. We are children of the Most High. We are connected to the Most High. We are connected to our divinity. We are striving to free the human family from the grip of the hidden and unseen powers that are represented by the king of Tyrus in the scripture, who And that is who the prince of Tyrus is working for. But the prince of Tyrus must cause us to think that they are Elohim, gods and goddesses, one of us, so that we may be deceived into supporting them. But in reality, they're just a man. They're disconnected. They're not no Elohim. They have sold out to the king of Tyrus, who is run and ruled by Satan. The princes of this world, the visible ones, the overseers, the administrators, the heads of state government, financial educational institutions of this world, the presidents and prime ministers have sold out to the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. So you have to research these words and try to, we have to research these words, the definitions of these words, to get a proper understanding. Going on to verse 3 of chapter 28, Ezekiel. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. And so these princes have been made wise because they have education. They've been to the finest schools. Daniel means God is my judge. And so these princes, these visible ones, have gone to school to attain great wisdom. And verse 4 of 28, Ezekiel. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches. Let's see. Let me look up understanding right quick. 8394. Davun. Understanding, intelligence, skill, faculty of understanding, knowledge. And so, these princes, these heads of governmental, financial, educational institutions, these presidents and prime ministers have gone to the great schools to be trained by not good teachers, but they're trained by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and have been given wisdom and understanding. And what was done with this wisdom and understanding? They have gotten riches. I'm going to look up gotten. 6213, Hebrew, side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Asa, found under the number 6213, means to fashion, to accomplish, to make, to work, to produce. Now these words are not evil words, but what is done with the production? What has been done is to use these wonderful attributes to gain riches. And so, verse 4:28, with thy wisdom, talking to the prince of Tyrus, and thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold. Let me just look up riches right quick. 2:4, 2:8, Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Kayil or Kayil. Riches means strength, ability, efficiency, and wealth, force, and army. And so within this, we can see how the wealth has been attained and obtained by the princes of Tyrus. And this prince of Tyrus represents the visible rulers, the kings and queens, the princes and prime ministers, heads of state, etc. This word, once again, in the Hebrew for riches, means strength, ability, efficiency, wealth, force, and army. So the wealth, the riches, the wealth, the princes have obtained wealth. But how did they do it? Through strength, through ability, through efficiency. But these attributes were used for wickedness because they obtained the wealth through force, through armies. These are two other definitions of this word, riches, force and armies. Through warfare and bloodshed is how the princes came into ownership of the riches and has gotten gold and silver and thy treasures. 2091 for gold, Zahav, gold, precious metal. Okay? And so we see that the gold that we see that has been obtained by the presidents and prime ministers, and silver, 3701, kesef, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, metal, ornament, money, shekels, and talents. And so we see that the princes have used their wisdom and understanding to obtain riches, to obtain precious metals and wealth, and to obtain money and other means of commerce and exchange. And so we say land, wealth, and resources, and it says treasures, 2:1-4 of your Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, otsa. That's the Hebrew word, a masculine noun. So treasure, storehouse, gold, silver, store, supplies of food or drink, treasure house, treasury. So magazine of weapons, storehouses of rain, snow, hail, wind, and sea. So we see that the princes have gone all over the earth to take all of the land, the wealth, and the resources through the manipulation of their knowledge, their wisdom, their overstanding, or their understanding, and the use of armies, the use of force, the use of bloodshed. This is how the leaders of this world have obtained their riches, through wicked bloodshedding. And so they come before us and they say that they're a god, but this word is not Yahweh. Let me go. Verse 6 of chapter 28 of Ezekiel. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God. That word God here is Yahweh talking. Because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Once again, this second word God here in this verse is capital or uppercase G, lowercase O-D. It is the number 430. And it is Elohim. And it is the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. Psalm 82:6 says, ye are all gods, children of the Most High. Psalm 82:6. Ye are all gods and goddesses. Ye are all Elohim, children of the Most High. But the Most High, Yahweh, or El Yoneh, is telling this prince that this prince is not a god. This prince has set his heart to be as the heart of God. This God, like I said, is Elohim. So what is he saying? The Most High, what is the Most High Father and the Most High Mother saying? That your princes, that your presidents and prime ministers want to present their hearts as being having feeling for the common people, the masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You are the Elohim. You are the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And if you look up that word Elohim, it also means rulers and whatnot. So What does this Bible want you to know? The Bible wants you to know that you are a ruler, but we are to rule with the spirit of the Most High and not the spirit of Satan. And so the princes of this world, the visible rulers of this world, acting on behalf of the unseen rulers of this world, the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, want to con us, fool us into thinking that they have a heart for the common people. Look at Barack Obama. Look at how he ran for president, as if he had love for the common people. But look at his bombing and killing in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq. Look at his killing and bombing in Libya right now as we speak. And so we are all waking up and understanding that it was all a facade. He is like the Prince of Tyrus. He has conned many of us into thinking that he had a heart like Elohim, a heart like God, a heart that was the heart for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But we see that he's working for that hidden and unseen power. House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, plutocrats, oligarchs. Plutocrat mean the wealthy. Oligarchs mean the few. Wall Street, corporations. These are the hidden, unseen rulers of this wicked world that Barack Obama is working for. And so this prince in verse 6, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, the Most High Yahweh is saying to the prince, you're not an Elohim. Verse 7, chapter 28 of Ezekiel. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. And so I want you to research the definitions of all these words. They shall, verse 8, 28 of Ezekiel, verse 8, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, they shall bring thee down to the pit. And thou, I want to look up this word pit. Destruction, grave, hell, shocketh. So this is a feminine noun, because a grave is like a womb. A grave is like a W-O-M-B. And so the Most High is telling the princes of this world, whether, no matter who the president is or who the prime minister is, if you keep killing and raping and destroying the human family, what goes around comes around. And I've listened to my minister Louis Farrakhan talk, and I've listened to my brother Solomon of Your World News interview one that was in a delegation with Cynthia McKinney in Libya, and I've heard Cynthia McKinney on progressive radio, and I plan on having all of these web links on my summary page so that you may go and listen to these interviews and press conferences if they're yet available. But they have all warned President Barack Obama. This is them talking. That, sir, Mr. Obama, sir, Mr. President of the United States of North America, be careful what you plan and plot for other kings or other presidents and heads of state. Because what goes around comes around. And we don't wish this upon you. We don't wish this upon your children. But sir, the universal law is what goes around comes around. What you sow, or what we sow, is what we reap. The wickedness that you're doing to other people, trying to kill Muammar Gaddafi, killing his son, killing Muammar Gaddafi's grandchildren, just like Ronald Reagan killed Muammar Gaddafi's daughter in 86, you, Mr. Obama, sir, using NATO and using AFRICOM, along with Italy, along with France, along with Canada, along with Britain, along with Israel, you're killing, you're shedding blood, and it's all behind lies, and you're maneuvering the people into joining with you, and it's wicked, and it's deplorable, and it is atrocious, and it is horrific, sir. What goes around comes around. We want you to stop doing this. We don't want to see you suffer. We don't want to see your family suffer. Presidents and prime ministers of this world, no matter where you are, France, Canada, Britain, Italy, Russia, America, stop, because you're calling on destruction on yourself. The Most High is warning the princes of this world, those visible rulers, that your actions are going to come back upon you. Verse 9 of chapter 28 of Ezekiel. Why? Or wilt thou say, yet say before him that slayeth thee that I am God? Are you going to continue to say you're an Elohim? This is not the Yahweh. Yahweh is talking, but getting us to understand that the princes of this world are not Elohim. The princes of this world are not you and I. The princes of this world care nothing of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The princes of this world only care to do the bidding of the hidden and unseen house of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. But thou shalt be a man, 28:9, Ezekiel, thou shalt be a man and no God. That's El. That God is El, and that's the prefix for Elohim. This is saying you're just a man. You're disconnected from divinity. And you shall suffer what you have done to others in the hand of him slayeth that slayeth thee. This is saying that these rulers that are killing and destroying the human family shall suffer what they have suffered to those that they have caused to suffer under their wickedness. Verse 10. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hands of strangers, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. This is Yahweh talking to these heads of state and so on who claim to be Elohim, gods and goddesses, or like you and me, common people. We're gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But these are not children of the Most High. These are children of Satan. These are children of the synagogue of Satan. These are children of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And I'm going to take my break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.